Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Mabongi mabasa there. That is how it goes, man. Right here in Mzansi, I should tell you, this is how it's done. People used to say, now, Ray, this won't work. And here it is. It's working. It's happening. Ashla, hi.
Pastor Ray. Good evening, Pastor Ray. How are you?
Good evening. Good.
Being separated from the world and the corrupt people and all the things coming around you. And being positive. Sometimes seeing the things make you sick. An hour ago, I was so sick. I just became sick. And I went into my son's room. The window was open, so I started closing the window. For 20 minutes, something said to me, go lay down. I go lay on my back, and I was out. And I was in heaven. I was so sick, Pastor, I couldn't breathe. But you know, the God that I serve, wake me up. I saw people in heaven. I saw stuff coming up in heaven. Like God wanted me to come back. I came back. After 20 minutes, I was so sick. I was lying. I tried to breathe. But, you know, because I serve a loving God, bring me back. He said in His word, whatever you ask the Father,
yes,
He will bless you.
Yeah.
And you, if you believe with your heart,
yeah,
all your heart desires, you trust God.
Yes.
Because His word is a life sharper than a two-edged sword.
Yes.
I prayed Matthew 7 verse 7. Matthew 18, Matthew 21, 22, Matthew 18 verse 18. And I thank God that I'm alive again, because my kids, I grew them up alone. And I got grandchildren. It depends on me. I don't have parents. But thank God for a second chance, for separating me from the world and seeing that God, the God we serve, is so powerful.
Mm.
It can turn anything that you want and your heart desires can come true.
Mm.
I even said to God when I went to the toilet, God, is this what you want for me, to come back and pray for those drug boys? Yesterday I got three or four drug young boys. They were on drugs. I started praying for them. They stealing robots and cables. God said I must pray for them, and I started praying for them. And that, maybe God has sent me back for that. And I know that God, what the purpose and the reason for me to still love.
I hear you so much, Ashla Andrews there. We are praying for you. And she sends a WhatsApp also and says, pray for me. We are praying for you. May the Father heal your body. And be healed in the name of Yahushua Mashiach. Be healed and be strong and be made whole. And I believe that He's doing that in the name of Yahushua Mashiach. And it's keeping you safe and sound and protected where you are. And continue to be the vessel of the Father, making a difference and being a different mother just as you are, serving the Father at all times.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
All right, the time has just gone to 8 minutes over the hour six. We are together till the hour seven. Back to Basics, the name of the show. And of course, the song I played for you, Mabongi Mabaso there. And Dzunisa, that's the song title. For those who say, "Hey, man, ngoroza me moru or kante binaila inta," ashidiwe pwetu. Right, and I am talking to Jablan Dominic. I'm talking also to Sipo Paulos, and we are talking about spiritual separation. What it is even all about? What does it mean? You know, Sipo, I want to bring this Psalm 141, verses 4. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity, and do not let me eat of their delicacies. It is when someone doesn't want their hearts to incline to that which is evil, to that which is a work of iniquity, and also not to partake in the niceties or the delicacies of wickedness. When someone, Sipo, what comes to mind?
That's true indeed, Mfundis. We need a spiritual discernment, especially in this thing, a spiritual separation. Because sometimes, if somebody ain't matured enough, you simply just go with the flow. Like, you can even dance for ingoma, because you are not spiritually aligned everything with why. And it is true, Mfundis, we must not be always be equally yoked with the unbeliever. Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Do not be yoked together with an unbeliever. For what does righteousness and wicked have in common? Or what fellowship can have with darkness? In other words, spiritual separation, we should know that we are people of the light. We don't belong to the things of darkness. All those things, we should not go on the same road. Because they must set themselves apart. In other words, we are a peculiar nation. We should be setting our life apart, demonstrating So, in short, the spiritual separation from the city. I must not even sponsor them. But they will give the money. I'm not taking home. For what? Because we are spiritually separated. It does not go. In other words, everything that I have, you have to serve my God.
Yeah, I hear you quite well. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. It is 012-334-1322. And also 012-333-8699. Let us hear what you say. Right. Mama Ruth, thank you so much. Says, afternoon, Pastor Ray, Pastor Sipo, and Pastor Jabu. Have missed you. Says, I have missed you a lot, but I am back. This is Gogo Ruth. And then says, this morning, Mr. Nkosi said, the devil is not brewing lies, but turning the truth into lies. Exactly. What the pastors of today are doing when on the pulpit, they also have their followers who are bribed by being given positions in leadership and also favors. I'll go through to that. Let's take a call. Hello there. Hi.
Hello, my brother.
Hey, Pudwami.
Ngiyabulisa ngegama elihle lenkosi yethu nomfelo wethu uJesu Kristu.
Amen. Sawubona futhi. Sawubona.
Sawubona. Ngibulise nabafundisi lapha ulento uPastor uHadebe nomfowethu uJabulani Dominic.
Hallelujah.
Brother, if we are separated, we are now long no longer seek light and peace in the kingdom of the devil, brother. Ngoba peace can only be found in the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Singafani nezwe lona elikholwa ukuthi lizothola izinhlanhla ngokwenza imihlabelo ngezimbuzi.
Hey.
And even sacrifice their families, brothers, to demons for self-protection. Easily kichimela kuzinyanga ukuyothola i-protection. Thina sasiphileli nje, sesiphila ngezwi nokudumisa uJehova inkosi yethu.
Yeah.
Impilo zethu zi-under i-control ne-protection yomoya oyingcwele, brothers.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we are experiencing our freedom with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Being separated from the Mhlaba, brother, we are no longer a part of this world, brother. Nezinto zalo mhlaba siyazi ukuthi zizophela, brother.
Yes.
Ngoba siyazi ukuthi this world will be passing away soon. That is 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Lo mhlaba nazo zonke izinto zawo uzodlula, brother Ray.
Hey, my dad.
That's why even ney'nkulumo zethu, amalimi ethu, nemicabango yethu, nenkambo zethu, brother Ray, mazikhombise lelizwe ukuthi sesihlukile kubo, brother Ray. Sisaphila kule lizwe, kepha asisebona abaleli lizwe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ngibonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu anibusise. Bongela nomfundisi wethu nge-anniversary yakhe. UNkulunkulu ababusise, baqhubeke, babambele ngezandla, bathandana. Bangavumi ilento isithe esingusathane singene ngaphakathi kwabo, brother.
Hey, ngangaproducer ingoma no Deborah Fraser ethi bambanani nibe yimbumba. Angazijabula uma kuyakhumbula, sayirekhoda somewhere lapha eBronx Street, senza ividiyo yakhona. Nibe yimbumba. Bambanani sibe yimbumba makube njalo ke nakusipho
because the devil is out to destroy good marriage.
Izinto eziso yebo akazithandi izinto eziso akazithandi
brother.
Eh nalabo abathi congregate compliments and congrats and abanye bathi congregation ange basho nje abanye nje they don't mean it ngisho ku Facebook.
No, they don't mean anything, kizini, but I love the color of my hymn. Lendlela inzima.
Yeah, but you want to tell you lula lendlela.
Yeah, ngiyabonga kakhulu, my brother. Nkulunkulu asibusise.
Thank you, my friend.
Futhi ukubeka KZN province.
Big time. Big time. Big time.
Yeah, we must, my brother.
All for KZN, absolutely. All for KZN.
Thank you, my brothers, to God be the glory.
All the time. Thank you so much. May Yahuwah be praised. Siyabonga. Siyabonga kakhulu. Awuzoke. We're taking your call. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. And Mandle Nkosi says, good evening to your station. I am at work. I will listen tomorrow. Mindos. Ah, yakuthanda, bro. Ah, wena yakuthanda, wena. Baungekho ya report. Kutawuko. A woman who walks with God will always reach her destination. This is a picture which has been sent by Eshla Elen Andrews. Thank you so much, Eshla. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Let's see what you say. 012-333-8699. And talk to us directly there. And I should say without a doubt, you know, that we are having a good time. We are having a good time. And I'm going to play songs that show that we are having a good time. And responses that would show that we are having a good time. And I'm going to read what Ugogo has also sent, you know. What Ugogo has also sent, I am going to read also there. So please, don't think, Uguti, angiyikuyofunda lokugoga kushoko. Before I play the song yaka yaka hle ndombela, before I play that song, Coco Ruth said, afternoon Pastor Ray, Pastor Sipho and Pastor Jabu, says have missed you a lot, but I'm back. This is Gogo Ruth. This morning, Mr. Nkosi said the devil is not brewing lies, but turning the truth into lies. Exactly. What the pastors today are doing when on the pulpit, they also have their followers who are bribed by being given positions in leadership and also favors. The temptation becomes high as they lure or they lure many by dangling their favors. That is when you need to discern and separate yourself from such, in spite of all the glamour and good life you are being promised. And you become part of it.
Said.
Yeah, and you become part of it. Lente si yiyo. Nawe uba yiyo. Times two.
Hey, you cannot two.
Yeah, when you release, when. When you release, so times two. Iban. We're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. Jabu, let me bring this to you then.
Amen.
Now, incline my heart. No, benginikeza uSipho, ne? Is Psalm 41 verses 4. Do not incline my heart to any works of evil. Benginikeza ubani uJabu, ne? How? Abasangiphendule manje. Okay, sengizokhetha ke mina ukuthi ngikhulumane
abantu. Benginikeza mina mruti waka.
Yeah. Isaiah 52 verses 11 says, depart, 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 depart. Go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her. Be clean, you who bear the vessels of the Lord. Means the vessels of Yahuwah. If you know that you are the vessel of Yahuwah, yeah, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. If you know that, come out from any unclean thing. Come out from all the clutches of wickedness and the seductions of Babylon. Come out from such. What does it mean to you, Sipho?
It's so powerful mfundisi ukuthi indaba kaNkuluNkulu umuntu mele ayilandele umethe uNkuluNkulu phuma kubo ngoba we are a vessel enziwe uNkuluNkulu. In other words, uNkuluNkulu ufuna ukumsebenzisa for a specific task.
Yeah.
So I cannot compromise the truth uNkulunkulu anginikeze lona.
So
uNkuluNkulu akunikeze that task. Phuma kubantu. Even if ezosebenzisa uAbraham uthi phuma ezweni lakini nasey'hlotsheni zakho. Khona angise ezweni leli alazini. Otherwise, uNkulunkulu mfundisi akamsebenzisa umuntu ohamba ne-multitude. UNkulunkulu ezokukhipha akwenze ithulusi lakhe. He is spiritually separate you. In other words, ukwenza ube ngowakhe. Even ukuseparate even in your own things wena oyithanda ngokwakho. Sinesekele mfundisi izinto besiyithanda. Ngoba sengisindisiwe nje, kunezinto engangiyithanda mfundisi. Ezasasisona kodwa nje ngenxa yokuthi ngifuna ukuhamba noNkulunkulu wangeke umsebenzi next ngebhola mfundisi ngangibukela ngangafunda umuntu odlula eceni kwe-TV hlala
kwathi
mase ngiyabuka nje bebedlala ngoba impilo yami seyi-spread apart specific task. In other words, namazwi ngakhulumayo sengiyawakhetha mfundisi ngichazele bakhona abantu ababengisaba hawu manje bathi sowaba nje five so about this. I can't. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking
about it. Ushintshile, yayibona. Yeah, kunoshintsho oluthize.
Kakhulu. Nami ngiyazimangalela nje ukuthi uthe wadilwa nje nabantu bosi yami kodwa sawuthini. Uma ivangeli selikungenile, uba yiloko ivangeli lifuna ukuthi ube.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you know, sometimes things come across where we find ourselves really messed up. And I want to put this to you.
that we see instances where people somehow compromise. Quite a lot. Quite a lot. But here, when you are told to come out from Babylon, it means don't even compromise a thing that Babylon is bringing to you. Not a thing. Why compromise? Puma. That is what it means. We're taking your calls. We want to hear what you make of this. And the number is 012-333-8699. 012-334-1322, and talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. Otherwise, send us a WhatsApp and drop us a voice note. We are keen to hear from you. Send us a WhatsApp, drop us a voice note. We are keen to hear from you. There's a song that I'd like to play also. It's of Shay. Shay is just wonderful, man. The name of the song is Nguwe. It's a live recording, eh?
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Songs of Life.
Oh yes. Guwe wetwa. Sentombela there. Now, this reminds me, man, I went to Umfundisi Ndlovu's church last week, Saturday. Jabu, besakhuluma Umfundisi Ndlovu lapha eKangala. And I went to his church, man. The psalmists, they sing like this.
Amen.
I'm a psalmist. The Father does great things with their lives.
Amen.
Great things. Massive things with their lives. Things that you never thought were around the corner with regards to these people. And they achieve, you know, great strides because they have set themselves apart for the purpose of the Father. And they're not going with the rest, man. Let the rest go with the rest. But you stay in the Lord. Stay in the Father. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM. It's 657 AM. The sound of your life.
Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 29 says, The bellows blow fiercely. The lord is consumed by the fire. The smelter refines in vain, for the wicked are not drawn off. When we do not separate ourselves, everything that is about us becomes vain. Le fela la ma fela. We should be careful. Asizuzi lutho. Akekho umuntu ozuzayo. Kuyaluzeka ke konke. I said to you, because those kids had set themselves apart. They are adults now. Others are married, you know. But what they do there on that stage is amazing.
Yeah.
Pastor Joe uthi, hayi ure uyakwazi ukucula. Anganeza azoziculela uma ethanda yena. Hey, ubani ungaqula sekuculwe kamnandi kangaka? Ha, Nkosi yami. Bacule kamnandi, mfo. Njengo ngohlelo. Umngani wami uhle, umngani wami ospecial. Njengohlelo. Uyayibona? Hayi, madoda. So when we don't set ourselves apart, everything about us becomes vanity. What we say we stand for is lost. What we say we are about becomes lost. We lose what we are supposed to get. We lose what we are supposed to achieve, what we are supposed to arrive at. We lose all these things. That's what that verse says.
Yeah.
Jabu?
Yes, indeed. That's just the third part about when we are not really open to spiritual separation so that we can be used of God. This is how really things turned out to be. We find out that to become stagnant, we do not grow in the things of the Lord, and also, you know, you find out that even we start to experience even the curses instead of the blessings of the Lord. So that's why we really need to be saturated and also allow God to separate us. Yes, it's not something, it's not for the faint-hearted. I always love to say that. But God has chosen us because He knows that really we are fit, you know, to make it in this journey. He trusts us, you know, He really... Every one of us that, you know, like we are the children of God. God has chosen us because He knows that we've got the power within us that He has filled us with Himself to make it in this journey. So that is why we must just open up to this spiritual separation. Yes, indeed, sometimes you're going to feel alone. You know, the greatest people that you ever had in your life are going to leave you. The beautiful things that you once really, you know, like held so dear to your life, you're going to lose them because it's separation, because it's consecration, because God wants to really start a new thing in your life. But allow God to do that, because after that, a great thing will come out of you. You know, He says, you know, also just to support what you're quoting, my friend there in Jeremiah, in John 17:16, He says, they are not of this world, even as I am not of this world. We should always understand that we don't belong to this world. That is why things will not happen according to this world, you know. And also, we will not speak according to this world. When they say in this world the economy is crumbling, is falling down, and the rand is weakening, we will not speak like that because we are not of this world. We will speak that which the Lord is saying, you know. We will speak the blessings of the Lord, the praises of the Lord, you know, the prosperity of the Lord, the goodness, the well-being, the welfare of the Lord, because we are of the kingdom of God. Also, just to sum up, you know, this comment. In Ephesians 3:20, it says, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That is where our citizenship is. We belong to heaven. So in heaven, we know that, you know, things are glorious. So also, here on earth, in our lives, as separated for God, we live a glorious life.
Absolutely. We live a glorious life. If we follow Him at all times, we live a glorious life. If we don't, if we are not set apart, it becomes a very big problem. Wayne Gobega is saying something here. Wayne says, greetings, is it Corinthians 10? Is it the first one, the second one? I assume it's the first one. If someone doesn't put a number, then it must be the first one, eh? Says Corinthians 10:21, you cannot drink of Yahuwah's cup and a cup of demons. And you cannot partake in Yahuwah's table and the table of demons. But keep the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth, as the word says, come out from among them. Shalom. Amen. Wayne, shalom, 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 shalom. Let me bring this to you, Sipo. After listening to what Wayne has said there. You shall not go up into the house of feasting to sit with them to eat and drink. Jeremiah 16 verses 8. You shall not go sit and feast and eat with them as they do. Because you know they work iniquities. You shall not. Yeah. You shall not say, "Ay, mina angpuzi bengtenge net ijuice."
Ngosiyami
ngahlala lapheceleni. Leso sikhathi bashaya enye ingoma. Ingoma le ithi yenza umlando udose i. Bathi yenzani? Yenza umlando udose i dustbin yakini. Uwenza umlando i dustbin ubona indoda endala. Itofoza i dustbin. Goodness. The spiritual implications of that are amazing. Sibo.
It's also a difference, which is sometimes we've been caught in this thing that denounce our gospel and if it's a good and negative. And it's going to be sugar and food, which is there is no relationship between darkness and light. We are people of the light, so we have to reflect the light that is in Christ. And to Jesus, oh, hand them vaguake, I got souls and rubbing your men, go to Banamukan and repeat.
Yeah,
what I mean, food is good, we should set ourselves apart with the sitting among ourselves until our 7 years. 2 Timothy 2:20-21. But in the great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some of to honor and some of dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meant for a master use, and prepare unto every good works. In other words, we need fullness to cleanse ourselves, to set apart, to make our life holy. In other words, we avail ourselves for God to be used by Him in all aspects of our life. Because we are the vessels of honor. We are the vessels that are available. God can use us.
Absolutely.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
There you go, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. My name is Ray, I'm hanging out with Sipho Paulus, the pastor himself, Usi Paul. Jabulani Dominic, my brother and friend. Amen. And we are hanging out together. We are talking about this very aspect of spiritual separation as to what does it mean to you personally as a follower of the Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. If you say, I am a believer, I am born again. If you say, I follow the scripture, the word, and I am transformed by the word, and I'm renewed in my spirit, I believe that I'm the child of the Creator, the Most High. What kind of distinguishing features do we see on you? They don't have to be physical. Our issue here is the spiritual domain. What are those things that we can look into and say, wow, okay, yay, matat. Hey, begashaya lo. But now, hayu ya pilisa. Have you ever heard his word? Paya zgut lomut pa waz gukthuga nge intamba utkatka zeli nyanga yonke senga tutugo umshefana. But now, this guy with his mouth, he blesses you. The things that he says are saving. Huh? Those are distinguishing features about you spiritually. Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Or let us hear your voice note via WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. We're playing these girls, man. They are wonderful. It's women of God. Have you realized we've been playing them through and through? May Yahuwah be praised. We have Xoli Mncwango. This is beautiful.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer at radiopulpit.co.za.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.
Xoli Mncwango there. Hey. Ungukuphila, the name of the song. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. The time has just gone 13 and a half before the hour 7. So we left with only 12 minutes to go. We can still say some things. You can still send us a WhatsApp. You can still give us a shout, 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Sanbonani, Pastor Ray.
Yebo.
I just love this topic. Ngicela ufunda Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
Yes.
Ufunde kanje. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen.
Amen.
So, indlela yokuthi sibe separated from the word, separated to God. Mele, we must read, study and meditate on the word of God, must feed on the word.
Mm.
Yes, ukudla izwi kwenza ukuthi ukudla izwi kwenza ukuthi indlela esibona ngayo esibona ngayo izinto ifane nendlela uThixo abona ngayo. Sibone izinto ngendlela kaThixo. I also believe ukuthi the reason why God rained imana for abantwana bakwa Israel ukuze badle le mana badle ukudla kwezulu, wayefuna uthi even indlela abacinga ngayo ababona ngayo yohluke endleleni yabantu, indlela yabantu ababona ngayo, even lapho abasakhona eCanaan. Wayefuna uthi bathi befika eCanaan babe bebona izinto from his perspective. Yes, because the reason why uThixo ebapha lamazwe amazwe aseCanaan and so on, abantu baseCanaan babekhonza izithixo bephila ngendlela yokuzithandela bengahloniphi uThixo. So wayebachasa out ukuze afake aba, because bona babona izinto ngendlela uThixo abona ngayo, baphile ngendlela. But the moment besithi badikiwe imana bafuna bona ikomkomera amatswele neekorofish zase Egypt, kulapho baxabana khona noThixo, and imost yabo azange ifike. We all know ukuthi kwafika uJoshua noCaleb and then nenzala yalama yabo amaSirayeli la afela endleleni. So kubaleke kakhulu ikhi ekuthini siba separated to God, singafani nabezo, ukuthi we must read, we must study, we must meditate, we must feed on the word of God. Thank you so much, Pastor Ray.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Nosipho. Let's take Kuku. Kuku, dumela tle.
Dumela mba ruti ba ka ka lebitso la Jesu Kriste.
Tavela Kuku, man.
Ai ke le thaiji tsata ke le boga mangolo wa bona ke le boga ka moka le topic ya le gono.
Eh.
topic ya ke leboga ka go ba ne ka nnete re swantse re re go bile dilotse re dikgethang.
Yeah.
Yeah, re kgethe diphati a re hlakanele ga re direng. O nkulunkulu u koko wa mkhetha kumateu 1032 pamkwa bantu ba bekile. Inwati ya limitation lapha ku 326 ithukuhle ukumlindela utswa le molomo wa gago bo hlakulishiki yena o tsene le bitleng ya bona ga o setse o mokgetile ka nnete ga o sa tshaba le go gwa ya o khati modimo Daniele wa bona ga litse ga le khotha mangolo a khoka nnete ke a le boga mangolo a lena le bo Daniele o Daniele nya zvusa ngithe hey batla ba khotha mangolo ba kae ba ruti ba ba re kwang mahemo hem ba re ba reipile o Daniele ba ba mlethela matiri a mahle ya ba mutshetsa di tshere ka ga di tshere a zanga aza anandi a meke mararu ai wa bonela matolo ha ka mabotse ai 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 are kgetheng are se sebeng gore ngempela sa papatiswa ka tshogana 3
ya man
wa nyonyo ba tsukwa yo buzu Jesu to fanta yenzeni
eh
ikang man ke radio pulpit ya pidi cha ba ruti baka
tsawela ko
tsana 8 time ke tsere ke lihlo le nrapelele ka go bana ka mkhokirate go bana ei ke se tsa ke na le be ke lihlo le yang hlokumetsa ile hlame man ne ntse le mkhuleko
fola koko ka lebitso le matla la Yehusha ha Mashia fola ka lebitso le phedisang haleluya amen
amen thank you God bless le family ya radio pulpit modimo a fonofatse le di family tsa lena le malapa lena le moruti wa ka moruti Paulos mapostole Paulos ka mo le tjabulane ngi khumbu ndi ba zwalwane amen
thank you koko re a leboga hle ah bagethe khulekelana ugogo ke nimkhulekela uthile ihle libhlungu neyithandela ukufunda ke yena ugogo sibeko uyathanda ukufunda uthi man hey ningkhulekiseni bagethe nali lihlo lithi ukuthi uma ngithi ngithi siyakhuleka ukuthi aphole ngegama elihle lenkosi yethu ephilayo Yehusha Hamashia siyabonga kakhulu. We still taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there 012-333-8699. Yes, we can take one more call. And just before we say hey sekuyisikhathi sokuthi siphume kanje yabona yabona so kuzosiza nje kakhulu ukuthi sizwe ukuthi uthini. Otherwise, send us a WhatsApp. Okay, here's a WhatsApp. It says, hello, Pastor Ray. This lady, what is her name? Even I don't know. The Holy Spirit is blessing us. Rachel in Johannesburg. It is Gogo Sibeko. Gogo Sibeko. Rachel in Johannesburg wants to know. It is Gogo Sibeko. Yeah, it is Gogo Sibeko. Right. Okay. And Yeah. There's something here which really hey, kukhona izinto abantu abazifakile ke la mina ngizisisi. But it's okay. It's okay. Ngizoyithi ngiyeke. Ibhoza lami enikuzongitshela ukuthi ha ukanti manje bukwenzakalani lapha yani bukwenzakalani bese ngiyatshela ngithi hey nami ngimangele. Sengibona bo Thursday live bavela la. Hawu. Mavele nami ngathuka. I was very much too.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
And Mabin Bonile Woti, I was playing the ladies today, and really I was playing the ladies. And of course, you know, our sisters, just appreciating you wherever you are. And may the Father keep you good and take care of you. And just before we close, just a bit of this song. And I know that you will also love this song also. Wayne says, greetings, holding fast the confession without wavering and not being double-minded, for a double-minded receives, it says, for a double-minded receives nothing from Yahusha. And then he says, shalom, 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 mayaki, shalom, 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 shalom. Here's what I wanted to play a bit, just a bit before we conclude.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
We'll play it next time. Only a few seconds left of it. Jabu, what do you say finally?
Thank you, Nene, my friend. You know, we thank God so much for being able to really instruct us on being separated for Him. You know, in Ephesians 5:11, the Word of God says, do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them.
Expose
them.
We
are called, you know, to be really unique and also to be peculiar because of the God that we serve. And let us not be shy about that, but instead let us even expose the works of darkness by shining the light of God even more.
Absolutely. Sipho, ekugcineni putwam.
Akimfunda amazwi kaJoshua chapter 24 verse 15 fundisimvala ngawo. Ngiyawathanda lamazwi uthi Joshua, if it's unacceptable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Ammonites in the land you live. But for me and my house will serve the Lord. But the special separation that I choose to have today, that I will serve neither any master, any king, but Jesus Christ, Him alone, the King of Kings, the one who has died on the cross so that I can be saved today. I confess tonight with I, Sipho Paulus Radebe, serve the Master Jesus Christ. Yeshua HaMashiach.
How? Can you imagine so Sipho Radebe? Mina bengazi uRadebe.
Thank you.
And then thank you so much to both of you. I really appreciate you. Next week, let us talk about the protection of believers. What is the protection of believers even all about? Let's talk about that vikletago. Ngethembe ukuthi ke mnaka uzoba kuhle nge ngapho ngestanere.
Hayi, bokuye uhamba kahle wena wakunene. Kosi benani. Chudubala.
Awuseke. Hey, insizwa yasemachunwini. Mngani wami othandekayo, awunsizwa yakithi. Hey,
wejabonga.
Kumede.
Hallelujah.
Asibonge kakhulu. Kumede osindisiwe.
Mngani wami, ngiyakuthanda kakhulu.
Awuseke.
Uthando liyachichima. Abalaleli bonke, uNkulunkulu anibusise kakhulu.
Uthando liyachichima, Sipho. Ungayikhohlwa ke leyo ndaba. 12 years mfana wami, akusiyo indaba yokudlala. That's why kunomkhaba. Hey, madodana.
Amen.
And then, of course, thank you so much for the calls. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the WhatsApps. I really appreciate that. Rachel, talking about the singer, I think then you are talking about Xoli Mncwango and saying, hey, she blesses you. Yeah, that is Xoli Mncwango. Thank you so much for that, Rachel. And we really appreciate it. To the King above all else, we give Him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like Him. By His Holy Spirit, He guides us into all truth. From me, Ray Lehodi, it's been great. Shalom.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day.
inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The word for today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.